If you are at work or going to work, you probably feel like one of the only people in the world at work today. Because everybody's taking time off this week, but Deb Johnson's not. She's here from Community Mental Health. Deb, good morning.
And you're not taking time off
either. No, we're all here.
Somebody's got to work, right?
Absolutely. What's new at CMH these days?
Well, one big exciting news item is we closed on a new building on 24th Street. It is the former Lake Huron Medical Center business office. And we plan to move all of our children's services to that building as soon as we can do. We have some minor renovations to take care of. And so we'll move all the children's services, including our ABA program, which is that's Applied Behavior Analysis for Kids with Autism. It's a center-based program that we have out at the Baker College. We're currently leasing that space, but we'll be moving that program in along with all the rest of our staff. So we'll have about probably 35 to 40 staff in the building. And out of that building, between the center-based programming and the other stuff, we serve about 1,000 kids a year.
Wow!
So that's exciting, and we needed to do that because I know I've mentioned on earlier shows that we were awarded a grant from the federal government, from SAMHSA, for $2 million a year this year and next year, and then actually there's a very high likelihood of continuation funding from that. We just heard that from Senator Stabenow last Friday. But anyways. So one of the things that we're able to do because of all the new funding is increase our substance use disorder treatment services. So we actually, since I think May 1st of this year, we have opened like 35 new individuals for treatment for substance use disorder. In the past, prior to this happening, you had to have a co-occurring disorder, which means you had to have a severe mental illness along with a substance use disorder. But now anybody with a substance use disorder can call us and get treatment. Doesn't matter your insurance type. That also was a factor before. So you can have private insurance, no insurance, Medicaid, you know, any insurance. So so we're expanding those services significantly. And, you know, along those lines, I had heard some facts about drug overdoses and the numbers, and they're too high in this county for sure. Just to kind of get the facts out there, in 2017, 70 people died from drug overdoses in our county. 25 were caused by heroin or a mix of heroin and some other drugs. Another 15 included prescription medications and then a variety of other combinations of drugs and or alcohol. And so so we need to continue to focus on that problem, and there's another exciting initiative in the works, which is a recovery court in this county. There's a lot of theory. Sometimes they're called drug courts, drug alcohol, or whatever. Ours is going to be called the recovery court, St. Clair County Community Mental Health has been working collaboratively with law enforcement, criminal justice system, help them develop their proposal or their grant proposal that's going into the State Court Administrator Organization, SCAO, that acronym. The plan is to have this implemented October 1st. Judge Monahan will be the presiding judge. And a recovery court is for people who get arrested for, you know, drug-related crimes. Mm-hmm. And if they agree to treatment, continue treatment, then they can avoid going to jail. And the facts about drug courts, they've been shown, or recovery courts, to decrease recidivism, increase chances of recovery, and decrease costs for communities as a whole. So we're very excited about that initiative. What else?
Oh. Well, you tell me.
That's a lot.
Is a lot. And I'll tell you, the recovery community in the greater Port here in St. Clair County area has been very vocal. They've been very they're not in the shadows anymore, is what
right.
I feel like. The people are talking about this problem. It's been a problem for a long, long time, but it just has gotten worse, I think, in recent years.
Yeah, and in our county, I mean, obviously we have a lot of drug issues, but that's across the country.
Sure.
It's everywhere.
It's not unique to St. Clair County.
Yeah, it's not unique to St. Clair County. I think, you know, sometimes we think we have a little worse problem because we're at the end of I-94, right before you get to Canada, you can't get over to Canada, or drugs coming into the
Certainly
country.
Certainly, it does play into it, I think.
But, you know, our drug task force, I think they're amazing. So glad that when that millage increased, probably needs to be another increase because They have like two full shifts going right now. And I mean, you can, if you listen to the news or look at the paper, they're busing people on a regular basis. They are super busy.
Yep.
So Sheriff is doing a great job with that. The other thing is we talked about recently, there's a correlation between rates of substance use and deaths by suicide. And just to set the facts straight on that, there, in St. Clair County since 2008, there's been an average of 25 deaths by suicide per year. And that is consistent with national averages. Although we want to, obviously, I mean, one death by suicide is one too many. Right. So we want to continue to focus efforts on trying to reduce suicides. And one of the things that we started is a zero suicide initiative. And other counties that are, or organizations that have implemented the zero suicide initiative have experienced 60% to 80% reduction in suicide rates.
Wow.
Yeah. So we started the implementation in late 2018. We're working with a lot of our community partners. A lot of it is continued education, awareness, but also it's in the way that you assess people for if they're having suicidal ideation, and then treatment and ongoing support and things like that. So that's another thing that we're doing. And I think that I did talk about before a new treatment called Spravato for depression, because obviously there's a huge correlation between depression and suicide, and even depression and drug use.
Yeah.
People self-medicate. So this Spravato is a new drug on the market, recently approved by the FDA, and it has been shown to be very successful in alleviating depression symptoms within a couple of hours of administration of the medication. So we will be doing that using and prescribing that medication at community mental health. And for that, you don't have to be open with community mental health. Like if you're seeing a private psychiatrist and you want to try that, because there's special credentialing and licensing certifications to be able to administer that. Our Dr. Saeed has that, and so does the pharmacy, general pharmacy. The pharmacist has to go through some certain things too to be able to do that.
Interesting.
So yeah, so it's a pretty exciting new drug, because hopefully people who have not been successful on other combinations of medications will see some relief from their symptoms.
Sure, so hope so.
So you know, we're excited about all the things that we have going on, and especially the new building.
Yeah, that
and
is
so
exciting.
When we're ready, we'll announce an open house date.
Cool.
Ribbon cutting, things like that.
All that fun stuff.
Thelma told me I better get on the schedule soon for the chamber, because
they have a lot of ribbon cuttings.
They're doing ribbon cuttings all over the place. In fact, there was one yesterday. It was at it wasn't really a ribbon cutting. It was an event for the new trolley.
Oh yeah.
And it was at our sailing cafe.
Right, right.
We had great food there, and a lot of people showed up. It was great.
It's a neat looking trolley too.
It is. It's very cool. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Deb. Always busy at Community Mental Health.
Yep, always busy.
Right. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Paul.